Blog Talk Radio.
In the atmosphere.
All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. You are now tuned into the Prayer Revival Live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Evangelist Tanya Johnson, also known as Miss Angel on Deck, and we just thank God for his many blessings. That great song that you have heard was our brother Maurice Griffin, and I'm telling you, called Hear Us, and I thank God. I'm telling you, I was asked, can I play that again? And I'm telling you, it is awesome. It's an awesome song. And so I'm going to try to see if we can get it on. I'm telling you, you know it's got to be powerful. If a couple of people just left word, can you play that again? And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. I don't know if I will be able to go back on there because I had something already set. Okay, let's see if I can do it. Let's see. Hopefully I can go back to it. If I can, then we're gonna hear that again. I'm serious. That is an awesome song while we're getting other people to call in. But we thank God for his many blessings on tonight. We thank the Lord for how he's steady yet moving. We thank God for how he's just moving by his spirit. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. But once again, you are tuned in to the Prayer Revival Live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, like I said, Evangelist Tanya Johnson, also known as Miss Angel on Deck. And I want to give a shout out to all of you tuning in right now. But before I give my shout out, I just want to say, briefly that I thank God for our brother, Maurice Griffin, because of the simple fact, I want to give a shout out to our brother, Bishop Thomas Hobby. He's not on with us tonight. He will be on next week sometime, but we thank God for him in his absence. It's through him, through God and him, that I got connected back with Maurice Griffin. A lot of you know him from Sunday's Best, but we thank God for his life because, you know, we I play the songs when I started off on 1440 WBRJ, and he's been on a few times, and we would talk a lot, and we just lost contact all of a sudden. Contact was lost and everything, but I thank God for his divine timing that we just connected back as of today through Bishop Thomas Hobby. I remember, I think it was last week sometime, he was asking me, did I know the man of God? And I said, Maurice Griffin, well, I know that name. That name sounds familiar. Then I remember going on my old page that I had on Facebook, my first page, and I said, you know what? Yeah, I do know him. I said, wow, it's been a long time. You know, I used to play his music on the radio, and we used to talk. And he was telling, sharing the video, which you just heard, and we're going to hear it again before we go into the powerful message of my late uncle, Apostle Kenneth Collins. But he let me hear the video, and when I saw the video called Hear Us, and I listened to the words, and Bishop Hobby was like, wow, this song, you got to listen to the words. And I began to listen, and I was like, wow, we got to get this on the airplane. And I have to connect back with my brother, and I just thank God that today I was quickened to leave him a message. And after that, I called him up, and he called me back. And I'm telling you, we got to talking while I was in Sam's Club. And I'm telling you, it was a great reunion. I thank God for him that we was able to connect again. And I'm just excited, you know what I'm saying, because I remember times people call and say, hey, I'm just checking on you. How you doing? We would talk and get on the radio and play music and stuff like that. And here it is, some years later, here we are connected. And I told him this time we're not going to be unconnected. So I just wanted to say that I just thank God for him. That's the song you just heard for the intro. But since I got a couple of people that enjoyed it and they left the message while I'm getting things together here, we're going to hear the song one more time. And I want to state, too, that Maurice Griffin will be on live with us next Friday. So I'm excited. And we're not going to only just hear us, but we're going to hear a couple of other songs. But he's definitely going to be on the air with us next Friday, so y'all will be seeing me promoted and everything. And I'm telling you, we're looking forward to having a hot time in God with him being on with us. So in saying that, again, if you're listening, Maurice, I'm telling you, I thank God for you, and I thank God for bringing us back together again. And I'm so honored to be able to have the music playing. I'm telling y'all, I saw the link of the music heroes, and I downloaded and I said it's playing tonight as my intro, and I told them that. So I'm just so grateful for that. So once again, I want to just give a shout out to our brother Maurice Griffin once again, and also we want to give a shout out to our brother Bishop Thomas Hobby. I thank God for our sister Sister Michelle being on with us, the one great woman of God. And I want to give a shout out before we play Maurice Griffin's song again, before we go into the word. Got to give a shout out to Worship Center Radio. I thank God for our brother Blaine and my cousin Prophetess Rhoda Bird, and also to our other brother Juan Johnson. I want to say God bless to them. We was heard live on the Blog Talk Radio last night, and also there on Worship Center Radio, downtown Detroit. And I'm telling you, we just thank God for our sister, Prophetess Tammy Laster. She brought it in last night. I'm telling you, her and Bishop Hobby, they really let God use them last night, and we all were blessed. We had a great time down there. So I want to give a shout out to our sister there, Prophetess Tammy Laster. God bless you. And we just thank God for his many, many blessings. Right now, like I said, we're going to go to the song soon as I got ready to hit the thing, here we go again with the system freezing up. Oh my God. But we just thank God, like I said, for his many blessings, and be looking out for the post, going on and you know, on for Maurice Griffin. Like I said, he will be on with us live on next Friday. So I'm excited. So I'm trying to wait for the system. It's freezing, you know. I got to laugh at this, you know, because this happens quite often, you know. But I got to wait a minute before we play his song. But that is a powerful song, Hear Us. And I'm looking forward to having more of his other song. Oh, yeah, I got to sing Happy Birthday. That is right. I forgot. Maurice had a birthday, y'all, on Tuesday. So I told him, I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to sing Happy Birthday to you. So we're going to sing Happy Birthday to our brother here. Okay. I hope you like it, brother. I'm telling you, I'm kind of hoarse, but I'm going to sing it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maurice Griffin. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless 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 you. See? Happy birthday. I'm telling you, we thank God, yes, for him seeing more birthdays and continuing to see more birthdays. We just thank God for that. So, so right now, like I said, I'm going to go to, y'all pray for me in this system. I'm telling you, because we definitely got to hear this message on tonight. It's a very powerful message, and I can't see myself not doing this tonight. But we thank God, like I said, for his many, many blessings. I'm trying to get to it right now. Lord, help me get it. Y'all be praying for me now. Be praying, because I'm trying to get to this. I said, oh, I'm playing this tonight. I ain't doing no talking tonight. Oh, no. Y'all got to hear. Like I said, this message, you have to. It is too powerful. And I thank God for my uncle who's resting and went on with the Lord a few years back. But we thank God for my uncle, Apostle Kenneth Collins. I thank God for him. Definitely a powerful man of God. I remember when he was preaching and doing, you know, being part of the meetings with Mother Stella Boyd. And I'm telling you, I used to, even when I wasn't even saved, y'all, I wasn't thinking about being saved and serving God. But I remember every fourth weekend they would have the fellowship. And my aunt always would tell me, your uncle is coming in. And I'm going to tell y'all something. He's so awesome to where I used to say, forget about the club, forget about the drink. And I would tell my friends, my uncle is in town and I'm going to see him, you know, preaching. And so I thank God for that. So, you know, he had to be off the chain anytime for that, because I didn't like going to church and I didn't go until I felt like it. That's how it was. Nobody could make me go, but it was something about my uncle that, you know, I just had to go and hear him. And every time I would go and hear him, it would just be powerful. I'm telling you. And I enjoy him now. So we're going to go to him right now. I got it. Okay, I thank God I was able to get it, y'all. Thank you, Jesus, and let's pray that it will stay this way, the way I have it, in Jesus' name. I'm serious. But this clipping that you're going to hear was so powerful. Apostle Kenneth Collins, he was at, it was a big meeting that went on with with a prophetess, Juanita Bynum. And a lot of you know Prophetess Juanita Bonham. And we thank God, you know, he was on there. And he preached. You can even go on YouTube and type it up. And I'm telling you, it was just awesome. And even though he's going on to be with the Lord, but I was telling other people, I said, but the message that he preached is for now. See, you can be deceased, but your message will never be old, especially when it's concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want y'all to listen in on tonight because it will bless you. I mean, I was watching it on the YouTube last week, and I could just feel the fire of God just hit me. I could just feel the fire of God. And you're going to hear Juanita Bynum introduce him, and then you're going to hear him come up, and I'm going to tell you the way he even did parables. I used to love how he would preach and use parables to get to the message, to break it down for you to understand. And I was just so charged. And then after that, you're going to hear him do a prayer for around the world. They locked hands in the sanctuary, and people was passing out under the power of God. I'm telling you, you're going to hear all of this tonight. So we just thank the Lord. And I pray that all of you that are listening in right now, that you will receive from heaven, because this definitely is a powerful message. So right now you're going to hear Apostle Kenneth Collins, and this is a great message that he's going to preach. And it's in four parts that you're going to hear on tonight. And then right after we hear the powerful message and prayer by him, before we go off, I will have a little few words, and then we're going to go off with two awesome worship songs on tonight. Is that okay? All right, so we're going to go ahead with my uncle, late uncle, Apostle Kenneth Collins. We'll be back in a little while.
To say in this meeting, we acknowledge Mother Boyd today. Well, come on, put your hands together for Mother Boyd. Amen. But I just got to. This would not be enough for me as a beginning and a history-making event if this person that I so admire and so love him for the God that is in his life, I want him to get an
okay, y'all. I am so sorry. I am so sorry I had went off on the air. My God, I made a mistake and pressed because I wanted to play the song again, and different ones was waiting for that. I am so sorry. I got caught up in singing I got so caught up singing the birthday song, and I forgot. So hold on, before we hear the message, let's pray that this thing will stop freezing. I'm really having a time over here. I'm telling you, and I'm trying to pray. I'm like, Lord, please, please let this work. But it's really not. It's messing up real bad, and I really don't want this to happen. I really, really don't. But like I said, I wanted to play this again, and I did say that. So y'all bear with me, please. I want to do this. So I'm trying to get it all together here. Oh, my God, somebody pray for me. But like I said, I don't know what happened, what went on, but the whole system just shut down. And I'm just praying that it will come back on. But I did say I was going to play the song again, and a lot of people was waiting to listen to the song because it's awesome. And then after that, I'm going to go straight to the Word of God. So y'all bear with me. Let me see. I'm trying to go back to the song. But we just thank God. Like I said, to God be the glory. We're going to get this together once and for all. I'm telling you. I'm praying for a new laptop. I really am. It's been used a lot. And sometimes with that, you just have the system, just like I said, it just shuts down. I don't know what happens. It just always frees up. And we not going to have that going on for long, because I do believe that God is going to bless and he's going to move by his spirit where I don't have to keep going through this. I had another computer that I really was using, and it went out on me, and that was one that I could depend on. I wasn't used to this, this small one that I used to cause issues. So, like I said, y'all just keep me in prayer, because I'm trying to get to the song. Before we play the message, I'm going to get to the song, because I did say I was going to play it again. So y'all forgive me for that. But I want you to keep your mind focused on this song. I'm telling you, it's so powerful, what he sung about. Hear Us is the name of the song. And we just thank God for our brother Maurice. So let me get to it. I'm getting to it right now, so we can hear it. Okay, let's get this going. I'm going to go ahead and get this thing going for all. Okay, we got the song. Here we go, Maurice Griffin and Hear Us.
Oh, with me. We want to hear you. We want to hear you. In this atmosphere. In this atmosphere. Come on, let's raise it up.
All right, y'all, I'm telling you, awesome song. Maurice Griffin, we thank God for him that was Hear Us. See, we had to hear that again. And I'm telling you, and I just thank God for his many blessings. So right now, we're going to go into the word. We thank God, like I said, for my uncle, the late Apostle Kenneth Collins. Great message and prayer, y'all. Get ready, because a fire night this is going to be. We'll be back in a little while.
To say in this meeting, we acknowledge Mother Boyd today. Well, come on, put your hands together for Mother Boyd. Amen. But I just got to. This would not be enough for me as a beginning and a history-making event if this person that I so admire and so love him for the God that is in his life, I want him to get an opportunity. He got to say something. I felt in my spirit at about 5 o'clock this morning. I said, he can't come all the way this way and don't get an opportunity to say nothing. Pastor Collins, you know you got to say something in this building. You got to say something in here. And I'm telling you, y'all don't know how the Lord has used this man from Indiana, but I want y'all to put your hands together for Pastor Collins. Come on, that's my guess. I said, put your hands together for him. Yo!
I always get my holly in where I go. And I'm thankful to be here at this great meeting. Glad to be here and glad for all of the pastors and ministers that have helped be a help to this meeting and the support. When I think about what God is trying to do for us in this last time, the Bible said that when Samuel had invited Saul to the feast, he came there one way looking for something and left a different way. Samuel told Saul, there has been a portion appointed for you. It was the shoulder, because he blessed the feast. He was a prophet. And Saul didn't know by appointment he was meant to be a king. Whether you realize it or not, you're here because of a divine appointment. And the Bible said he made us to be kings and priests to our God. He told him that when he turned from him that day, he would have another heart. He would not have the heart of a timid and a person that's full of doubt and fear. He would be changed to be bold as a lion. He said, I'm going to tell you all that's in your heart. I want you to know that God got Federal Express. He got Postal Express. Overnight, changed you from a vile, hateful, jealous, mean, cantankerous, evil, vindictive person into a brand new, born again, changed, powerful, bold as a lion saint. When he turned from Saul, from Samuel that day, he had another heart. Help! I want you to know today, when you turn from the prophet, when the real word get a hold of you, it'll change you from glory to glory. Now the first glory is the law, because it showed up what sin was. But the second glory, which is the New Testament, changes you into the new heart. The first glory showed you that you was raggedy, undone, sinful, shouting, dancing, boyfriending.
Okay.
Come on now. From being Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, from being the Incredible Hulk. See, that's the first glory. The first glory show you up for what you are. But the glory that he was talking about when he said from glory to glory means you are changed. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Come on, church. When Saul turned away from Samuel, he was changed. And they saw the spirit of prophecy. Come on, Saul. The gifts turned on. Saul was another man. He had the anointing for a king. Do you know we got to go back to our cities with an anointing of kingship, dominance, power, authority. No. I got to close with this. When you in the presence of the right people, you gon' change. You gon' change. It's time for you to be the head and not the tail. It's time for you to chase the devil instead of running from it. It's time for you to drive him out your house. Come on now. I don't know about you. It's time to sing that song, I ain't giving up no ground. In fact, it's time for you and I to say, let's go down to the enemy camp. Take back. No. Take back. Some of y'all ought to say, I'm taking my children back. Some of you ought to say, I'm taking my husband back. Some of you ought to say, I'm taking my wife back. Some of you ought to say, I'm taking my church back. Some of you ought to say, I'm taking my community back. Amen. That's what I'm here for. To load up, to get charged, to put my feet on that devil's head. When Saul turned around, he was changed into a man of dominance. The Bible said in Romans 6, sin shall have no more. Come on now. If you and I don't take the word at what it says, we'll walk around here like paupers. We'll walk around like we don't have no right or authority. One of the things I'm finding out, God is calling the church back to basic. Faith. Not just hollering, not just shouting and don't believe nothing. Faith ain't just hollering. You got to put it in action. Stand on God's promises. You called to be a saint. A saint don't bow. A saint ain't wishy-washy. A saint ain't up and down. A saint ain't a backbiter and a talker. A saint ain't a homemonger.
Yeah.
Come on now. I preached a message at Pastor Marvin's church, and the message was, sit down in this beauty chair and let me style your nap. You know why your hair looks so good. You know why you can throw it. You know why it can be styled. Because that beautician used some chemicals that killed your hair. The reason why your hair is manageable, it is dead. The reason why your hair can be styled, it is dead. Do you know why you have to have a touch-up? Because the new hair is alive and it got to die. You gotta set and let God use somebody to instruct you. You need a relaxer. You need a rinser. Come on here. You need a conditioner. You got to be told you wasn't saved as you thought you was. You got to be told you can't have that boyfriend and a girlfriend. You got to be told you got to get rid of the devil. Come on now. Sit there and let the hot comb go through you. You got to have a hot comb. Church of the deep freeze. Pastored by Jack Frost, with refrigerators, messages and cold cuts, and TV dinners. No wonder the church got a bellyache and full of gas. Called Jack Frost pastor. See that mother right there? She let us know you can't have your icebox message. She whooped us till we got hot. Come on now. Somebody got to style you with something hot. Somebody got to have a word that's got chemicals that'll kill sin in your flesh. Come on now. It's time out for false holiness. Prophetess Bynum didn't know God told me the same thing before I come here. Counterfeit. You don't know how saved you is until you test it. Your line hook of a sign nine, high nine, nine, nine. Don't mean a thing if it can't stand the test. Come on now. You don't want to just put on an act. I told somebody, Hollywood is looking in the wrong place for actors. Come over to the church. They full of actors. They act like they're happy. And mean as a junkyard dog. Come on now. You want some on the inside that don't change. You want some on the inside that won't back down. That'll stand up for the truth against their mama's granddaddy. I got a clue. I had to go to Kalamazoo, and I had to present Bishop Sack. And I didn't know the Lord was going to give this, but the Holy Ghost said, ninth inning, bases loaded, devil pitching, death high and catching. Ezekiel got on because his prophecy was true. He got a hit. Isaiah got on. He got a hit. Abraham got on. He got a hit. Bases loaded. Righteous people. But they couldn't come home. They couldn't come home because the devil was pitching in the cleanup man. The cleanup man in holiness is Jesus. He came to the plate and the devil pitched. He got the first one back, second one back. But when he thought he had the third pitch back, somebody say, it's going, it's going, it's going, it's gone. It's a grand slam. He knocks it out the park. He knocks it next out the park. Now all of us can come home because he knocked it out the park. We can go around the bases. We can touch everything that God wants us to have. We can be what God wants us to be. Because Jesus hit a grand slam. We all can go home. I want one of these people to touch one of these here. Put your hand out there. Touch somebody. Y'all touch somebody. I don't care if you got cancer, tuberculosis. I don't care if you came here with a bad doctor's report. They said about the nuclear bomb, it causes a chain reaction. Something gonna happen. Get a hold of somebody's hand, everybody. Try to chain up toward this way. Somebody get mother's hand. Chain all the way. Chain it. If somebody here has already got it, just make sure. Even if you got kidney failure, shortness of breath, arthritic legs, diabetes, If we believe God tonight, there'll be a chain reaction. Now, it is said that something splits the atom and causes a chain reaction, causes tremendous heat. I can't think of nothing more powerful than the Word of God. When it is mixed with faith, it'll cause an explosion. Because the only thing holding us is the power of a lie. Because the truth is, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It don't make you free till you know it, till you believe it, till you accept it, till you confess it from your heart. Then it causes a chain reaction. Now we're going to pray just as came here from far and near and give them a chain reaction in the name of Jesus. Amen. So be it. So be the healing. So be the miracle. So be deliverance. So be salvation. So be the filling. In the name of Jesus. Believe it. Thank God for it. It's all over the building. Accept your healing. Accept your miracle. Accept divine deliverance. I am what God says I am. God calls me to be. He's going to overnight you. You're going to change into another person. You're going to have another heart. Hey! So be it. So be it. So be it. So be it. Be it done. This is Federal Express. This is overnight. Another heart. Another mind. New determination. New joy. New peace. It's yours. All over this building. I want you to claim the truth and disannul the lies. I want all of you to say, it's mine. It's mine. Now you know what you said? That joy is mine. That healing is mine. That new mind is mine. That new heart. That peace is mine, and I thank God for it, and I thank God for it, and I thank God for it, and I thank God for it. Help!
Revive my spirit, revive my soul, revive my passion, revive, oh Lord, revive, revive my spirit, revive my soul, revive my passion, revive, oh Lord, revive, revive my
God, I'm telling you, we thank God for the late Apostle Ken O'Connor. I'm telling you, I really miss my uncle, but I know he's in a better place. But I thank God that that message is right now, and I was able to play it. I thank God for covering the airwaves, that we didn't have no problems playing it. You know what I'm saying? That it just went in a row with no problems, and we thank God. And I'm telling you, it was a powerful message and definitely a powerful prayer. So we just thank God for all of you tuning in. You just heard the song called Revive Us by OK Soke there in Nigeria. And we just thank God for all of you that listened in all over the world. We want you to tune in on next Friday. We will be back on live from Monday through Thursday. It will be the revival recordings due to me going out of town on Tuesday, and I will not be back to Thursday. So we will have shows, you know, posted up that you can listen to. And like I said, we will be back live on Friday with our brother Maurice Griffin and more. So in saying that, we just want to say God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend and a happy Memorial Monday. You know, we celebrate that here in the States, Memorial Day. And we just thank God. So like I said, from Monday through Thursday, it will be recordings. But other than that, like I said, we just thank God for this great broadcast. I definitely was blessed, and I know and trust that you were too. So in saying that, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. Ending us off, I thank God for this great song called Destiny by Tina Campbell. God bless you all and have a blessed night.
This song is called Destiny. It's kind of autobiographical. And here it goes. I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser every day. I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the things I hold for, believing that it will come. And no matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His will is that I fight on. His will is that I live. Ooh, he gave me what I needed when he gave.
Campbell, my God, my God.